AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton arrives in Iowa today, site of the nation's first presidential caucuses, after announcing her candidacy yesterday in a video.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top.
Emily Friedman, a registered Democrat, says Clinton's got her vote.
I can't deny that I like the fact that she's a woman, and that would really be, you know, setting a new precedent and would be really exciting.
But likely Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush linked Hillary Clinton to President Obama's policies and says the nation needs a change.
We must do better than the Obama-Clinton foreign policy that has damaged relationships with our allies and emboldened our enemies. Better than their failed big government policies that grow our debt and stand in the way of real economic growth and prosperity.
And later today, Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio will announce he is in the race for the White House. I'm Rita Foley.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.